If that sound is music to your ears, you're probably ready for happy hour, even though it's only 10 a.m. I'm Gina Kaufman, and it's time for our annual happy hour show. Our food critics are here to share the best in appetizer and drink specials around town, even if you aren't into booze. Mocktails are becoming more trendy. Some places even put them on the menu. Our producer, Sylvia Maria Gross, recently visited The Brick to find out how they develop non-alcoholic drink specials with a twist.
The Brick is known around town as a music venue, lined with booths, brick walls, of course, and serving a large selection of burgers, and an old-school bar. Owner Sherry Parr says she's not really a drinker herself, and getting a nice non-alcoholic drink at a bar shouldn't be a big deal.
I've been places where I've asked a bartender to make me like a virgin margarita, and they've said, I can't make that. And I think that's unacceptable, because you can make it.
So right there on the Brick's menu, under a list of classic cocktails, are a half dozen mocktails made with fresh fruits, herbs, coconut water, and flavored syrups like violet and elderberry. There's something called a bloody shame.
My grandmother would never say a Virgin Mary. That was disrespectful.
Sherry says drinking is not the only reason people go to a bar. And if you don't want to drink, it's nice to have options besides soda water or iced tea. Bartender Christy Bruner says people don't always want to make a big deal out of not drinking.
It's easier just to like put a drink in your hand than go through that like, well, I'm not drinking because I'm driving or because I'm pregnant or, you know.
But since you're out at a bar, why not have something muddled with mint or with salt around the rim? Sherry says she's been offering mocktails on the menu for about 5 years now. The trend is probably an offshoot of the whole mixology movement towards handcrafted cocktails.
It's not just bartenders throwing a rum and coke over a bar, and there's pride in the beverage that's being made. I think there's definitely more options for mocktails, just because the fresh ingredients that are behind the bar now.
Why don't you make them with that watermelon or something?
Christy mixes some fresh watermelon puree with mint and cucumber and begins to muddle.
You're smelling it. Is that how you know that it's sort of muddled enough?
Or? Yeah, I learned that from Sherry.
There's a lot you can tell if you're not, like, if it's not your drink, you don't want to be, like, sampling it, you know? So if you just smell it, you can kind of sense where it's at.
The modern mocktail, even if it's fruit-based, needs to be different from a juice.
I think cucumber and mint and thing, you know, things like that, you know, elderberry, violet, lavender, you know, all of those things are adult flavors. I think there's a layer of notes, like when you build a cocktail.
Sherry and Christy have developed these mocktails kind of on the fly at the end of long nights at the bar.
Usually after you just get slammed, and then it's nice to just surprise each other with like a refreshment, like, we just got our butts kicked. Let's enjoy a mocktail.
And they are refreshing and pretty much guilt-free, so you don't have to feel awkward about, say, drinking on the radio at 10 in the morning.